果你手上有圣经的话，请你翻到希伯来书的第八章。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Hebrews chapter 8.
上周我们是讲以斯帖，所以这周我们就讲希伯来书。
Last week we preached from Esther, and today back to Hebrews.
我们今天的经文是在希伯来书第八章七到十三节的地方。
Today's scripture is in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7 to 13.
在今天讲到一开始的时候，我想要问弟兄姐妹一个问题。
So as we start today, I want to ask you a question.
这个问题就是，婚姻只是一张纸而已吗
？Just ask you, is marriage or the marriage vows is it just a piece of paper?
那几年前的时候，我看了一个电影。
A few years ago, I watched a movie.
其实我是看那个电影的这个一个广告。
Actually, I was watching the advertisement for a movie.
那这个电影的广告呢，就一直在宣传，就是说，好像婚姻有什么重要的呢
？And the trailer was basically talking about the topic of is marriage really important?
那女主角就跟男主角说啊，结婚不过就只是一张纸而已嘛。
And the lady spoke to the man and said, isn't marriage just a piece of paper?
那其实这样的观点呢，在我们现在的生活里面，可以算是。越来越常见的一个思想了。
And that's actually a viewpoint that's often expressed today in our society.
所以你如果观察我们社会的话，这个就是大家的想法通常都会有这样的一些观念的。
If we listen to people around us, you'll find that a lot of people that's a lot of people believe.
但是这样的思想却不是上帝所喜悦的。
But this is not what God wants for us.
那因为婚约不是一张纸，而且它是上帝所设立的。
Marriage is not just a piece of paper, but in fact it's something that God has established in the world.
而且在婚姻中间，我们知道就是说，新郎跟新娘他们彼此有一个立约。
We know that in the wedding ceremony and continuing, there is a vow with the bridegroom.
在婚礼中间，我们常常会听到的誓言，就像待会我要念的，就是这样的一个誓言，就是。从今时直到永远，无论顺境或逆境，贫富、富裕或贫穷，健康或疾病，快乐、忧愁，我将永远爱着您，珍惜您，对你忠实，直到永永远远。
The vows that we used to hear most often, and have this phrase in it, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness or in health, in joy or in sorrow, to love and to cherish, till death do us part. I keep you pledged, my faithful.
那如果你仔细思想这些誓言的内容的话，有时候其实是蛮感人的。
We think about the content of what this vow includes. It's really moving.
尤其是提到说，不管是你是什么样的状况，我都是永远对你忠实的。
To say that no matter what it is that you face or you face, that I will be loyal and faithful to you always.
不过很特别，就是圣经上也形容上帝跟他的子民的关系，也是一个。立约的一个关系。
But what's also interesting is that the Bible often speaks of the relationship of us between us and Him as a contract, marriage contract.
就好像有婚姻中间立约的关系一样。
Very much just like our marriage vows here.
然后以赛亚书六章十节就有提到，我因耶和华大大欢喜，我的心倚靠上帝快乐，因他拯救为衣给我穿上，以公义为袍给我披上。好像新郎戴上华冠，又像新妇佩戴装饰。
As Isaiah 61:10 says, I delight greatly in the Lord, my soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation, and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels.
当我们在这个婚礼听到这个誓言。这个立约的时候，这样美好的誓言的时候
，So as we think of the vows that we often hear in marriage，
那弟兄姐妹有没有想过，那当上帝跟人立约的时候，这样的誓言是不是也会很美好呢
？So what about the this relationship the covenant that we have with our God? It's also just as beautiful.
那圣经上就提到说，耶稣他是用他的血所立的是更美的约。
In fact, it says is that the covenant that Christ has said is even more perfect.
所以我们今天就要来思想，就是说这个耶稣所立的约是不是真的这么美好呢
？So we're going to be talking about this covenant that Christ has established with us, and its beauty.
我们来看 今天的经文。
So let's look at today's scripture in Hebrews.
在第八章的七节到十三节。
In chapter 8, and verse 17.
我来念。如果头一个约没有缺点，就没有寻求另一个约的必要了。可是神指着他们说，看哪、啊、主说日子快要到了，我要与以色列家和犹大家订立新约，这新约不像我从前拉他们祖先的手领他们出埃及的日子与他们所立的约，因为他们没有遵守我的约。主说，因为在那日以后，我要与以色列家所立的约是这样，我要把我的律法放在他们的心思里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们个人必不用教导自己的邻居和自己同胞说，你要认识主，因为他们所有的人从小到最大的都必认识我。我也要宽恕他们的不义，绝不再记得他们的罪恶。神既然说到新的约，就是把前约当作旧约了，那变成成就衰老的就快要消逝了。我们今天读经就到这边。
So then, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7 to 13. For if there had been nothing wrong with that first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people and said, The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by hand to lead them out of Egypt.Because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to another, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear.
我们来一起做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们天父，我们来思想你所立的约。
Father, we want to really think about this covenant that you have established.
我们祈求就是，求你让我们思想这个约的美好的时候。
We ask that you lead us today as we think about this covenant.
能够帮助我们了解这个约的美好。
You would help us to understand and to really realize the beauty of it.
也求你帮助我们看到你的约的美好，来吸引我们更亲近你。
And through our understanding of the beauty of this covenant, that you will attract us even closer to you.
我们将祷告是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
The most blessed and known of the Christian Jesus.
Amen. Amen.我们今天的经文一开始的时候就提到，就是说，好像前约是有瑕疵的，是有缺点的。
So what we see in the first verse here that we read today is that there is something that's still missing, something that is still something wrong in that
original. 当我们看这个经文的时候，你可能就会认为，就是说，好像上帝跟透过在西乃山与摩西所立的这个约的时候是有缺点，你可能会有这样的想法。
And I think, well, how is it that there can be some a fault with the original covenant?
那其实这里不是在说上帝跟这个在西乃山与摩西立约的时候，这个约本质上是有缺点的。
And so what he's saying here is not really that the covenant that he made with Moses was itself at fault.
因为我们从今天的经文，还有我们之前第七、第八章之前所看到的，就可以了解了。
And that we can see both in today's.Which is also in chapter 7 before.
我们在之前就有提到说，之前这个在约底下这个祭司，他们是会死亡的。
What we saw in chapter 7 was is that the priests were not complete because they all died.
啊，这些祭司我们之前也提过，他们只不过是那真正天上的大祭司的影子而已。
And that they were only a shadow of the true high priest.
第八章就说的一到六节就说的更明显的，就说这一切的事情只不过是天上的影子而已。
And in fact, chapter 8 then gives us even more to say that everything we see has, in the past was a shadow of what is coming.
所以这里不是说前约是有缺点的。
So it's not really that the older covenant was at fault.
而是这个前约呢，只不过是将来那个约的一个影子而已。
But that it was just a shadow of the pre-covenant.
那这个前约呢？它的这个这是一个影子，而且这个在从外在来说，也不能够帮上帝的子民从内心来顺服他的律法。
And so the fact that the old covenant was just a shadow, it was not able to truly change the hearts of people.
所以很快的，在第九节，这个作者就提到了这样的经文了。
And so, in fact, in verse 9, he mentions it.
就提到就说，这以前的子民是没有恒心的来遵守神的约。
He says that the people in the past did not remain faithful to that covenant.
那很快的，这个第十节呢？神就提到这个心意的问题。
And so in verse 10, then he begins to talk about the problem of our heart.
所以以前的约从外在来讲呢，它是不能够让人从心里面内心深处来顺服我们的上帝的。
And so the old covenant was not able to just by focusing on the outer actions, was not able to change people's heart.
如果你看这个希伯来书三章八节的时候就提到了。
We notice that in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 8.
就是在摩西旷野那个时候，那时候人他们是有个硬心的问题。
Remember that there it talks about Moses and the people in the wilderness, how the people had hardened their heart.
所以这个从外在的这个约呢，他们不能让人真的从内心来亲近上帝。
So this, you see that this covenant of externals just was not able to reach the heart of people.
在希伯来书九章九节就更明显的说到了。
And you see that again in Hebrews chapter 4.
九章九节里面。这边就写到说，那头一层的帐幕作为献金的一个表样，所献祭的礼物和祭物，就良心说，都不能叫礼拜的人得以完全。
Those things were just not able to change our heart to those who worshiped.
所以旧约没有带到让人从内心顺服上帝的这个办法。
So the old covenant there was not able to work and to change people's hearts to believe to God.
其实从创世以来，亚当夏娃犯罪以后，人内心就是有一个新的一个问题了。
And so actually, from the beginning, that's a problem we've had. A problem is of people's hearts.
我们甚至看到合神心意的这个大卫呢，他都会有一个新的问题。
So even David, who was called a man after God's own heart, he had some the same problem.
他就呼喊在诗篇五十一，他就呼喊到说：“上帝啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面有正直的灵。”
Do you remember the hero in Psalm 51? Creating me a pure heart of God and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
当大卫这样呼喊的时候，他就把整个人类的需求给说出来了。
When David called out in this way, what he's asking him is for a real change in his heart.
我们要记得说，这里不是一个普通的人在说我心是有问题。
And just remember, this is not just your average person who's complaining about his own heart.
而是一个合神心意的人这样子说。
But a man that the Bible calls, it says was after God's own heart.
那大卫呢，他不是说把我的这个旧的心洗干净就好了。
And so David was not even just saying that you should clean my heart, cleanse my heart at all.
而他是说，求你给我造一颗新的心。
But what he asked for was a new heart.
确实，我们人心的问题是相当严重的一个问题。
And so it's because our heart is truly a problem.
有时候我们常常会没有注意到这样的问题。
And often we don't even think about it. I don't notice that.
但是耶利米书上也提醒了我们，就说人心是比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
And that, remember in Jeremiah chapter 7:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
所以我们这个新约呢，很美的一个地方，第一个就开始提到，就是说神给我们一个新的心了。
And so one of the beauties of the New Testament is it often talks about giving us the Spirit giving us a new heart.
在十节上写到说，主说，因为在那日子以后，我要与以色列家所立的约是这样，我要把我的律法放在他们的心思里面，写在他们的心上，我要做他们的神。
And so you remember then, as in the Testament, Paul says, that what he's looking for is that here, even in Hebrews here, is that God would, it's his, to create in us a clean heart. That, I will say to the people, because I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts.
所以这个约一个很美的地方就是上帝的律法现在是可以写在我们心里面，能够让我们从心里面来亲近他，来顺服他。
So what we see then here is that God is wanting to change our hearts, to create a new heart in us, so that we can become true disciples of Him.
这个是三一神在我们身上所做的一个很美的一个救赎的工作。
And that is the beautiful work here that the Holy Trinity wants to do in our heart.
我们思想就是如果我们这边有一些运用的话，让我们来思想。
So you think about it, and some of the things that how we can apply this.
你注意到，就自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后，他第一个就是有一个惧怕的心了。
You remember that one of the things that happened after Adam and Eve sinned was that they had a spirit, a new spirit of fear in their heart.
所以他们一听到这个上帝的声音的时候，就害怕，想要躲起来了。
You remember then that as soon as they heard of the voice of God, that they hid.
因为他们的心就是已经因为犯罪的心，从心里面开始堕落了。
Because of the sin they committed, that their heart had already been fallen.
而从这个新约这个美好上，他告诉我们就是说，保罗就在罗马书提到说，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的是另外一个心，是儿子的心，因此呼叫。
So remember then that Paul says is that what you receive is not not the heart of a servant, but the heart of a son, that you could call him father.
所以我们也不奇怪希伯来书作者告诉我们说，你现在可以坦然无惧的来到上帝面前。
So here what we can see again is what Hebrews says, the fact that we can come before him without any fear.
这就是用我们一颗心所带来，我们能够带来所做到的一个事情。
And so that is the new heart that this is this new covenant that we have.
所以我们不要轻看了这个上帝给我们这个所做的救赎工作。
And so let's not look down or we see the see lightly the salvation of God's grace.
圣经上给我们的教导就是要我们全心把我们的心归给上帝。
So because God is wanting us to give our complete heart to Him.
所以我们这里要常常时时的提醒自己，就是说我们的心里面要把上帝放为我们的。是我们的生命中的首位。
So what we want to do here is that God should be the first place in our hearts.
我相信，虽然是这样子，我们也是常常忘记这个事情。
And I understand that even though we know that we often forget it.
但是我们要记得说，这个约里面的应许，就是神已经告诉我们，就是说我们能够从心里面来接近他，来顺服他了。
But we should remember that the promise of this new covenant.Is that we will be able to approach him and have a new heart to follow him.
所以我们要常常提醒自己，要坦然无惧的来到我们的上帝面前。
So we should also often remind ourselves that we can come before the presence of the Lord without any fear.
这个约很美的地方，他又有提到，就是说我要做他们的上帝，他们要做我的子民。
You see, one of the other things that is good about this is that he says that.I will be their God, they will be my people.
那虽然这里提到是更美之约，通常我们读到这句话的时候，不一定会觉得说，很美呀。
And sometimes we come to this, we don't really think that much of it, or see the beauty of it.
有时候你会问说，他要做我们的上帝，这到底是什么意思呢？
Do you think, well, he wants to be our God, yeah, what does that mean?
但是如果我们仔细思想的话，其实这个约里面的应许，他要做我们的上帝，其实很美的一个应许。
Well, if you really think about it, just to imagine that.Will be our God. The promise of this, the beauty of that.
因为上帝他其实是满足我们内心一切最需要的。我们内心最需要就是上帝。
In fact, what he's saying is that the thing that we need most in our heart is him.
我们内心最深的渴望其实就是上帝。
The deepest thirst, the deepest hope in our heart is to know him.
所以当这个约提到说我要做他的上帝的时候，这是一个非常美的一个应许。
And so the fact that here it says that he will be our God, that should be a beautiful thing to us.
如果你问大卫的话，说上帝是他要做你的上帝是什么意思呢？
If you were to ask if you were to ask David about this, then what would this mean that he would be our God?
上帝真的能够满足你内心的渴望吗？
Can God truly meet all of your needs?
那我们就可以思想到大卫在诗篇上就提到六十三篇就写到就说。 上帝啊，你是我的上帝，我切切寻求你，在干旱贫乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。
In Psalm 63, they wrote, You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. In a dry and parched land, there is no water.
这里这个是大卫在这个干旱之地他所做的一个祷告。
And there's the heading of the psalm. It says that he was in the desert of Judah.
在旷野的时候做了一个这样的祷告。
This is a prayer from the wilderness.
他没有说在旷野里面给我其他的东西，没有说给我一杯水。
And so what he prays for, it doesn't pray for something even like saying, pray that you give me some water.
甚至没有在这个这个干旱、干枯的地方说给我一些舒服。
Nor the fact that he is in this hot desert that he would ask for any comfort.
那这是很自然，就是说你在旷野里面会想要有这些舒服，你很自然会跟神这样的祷告。
Just a natural desire. You're in the desert, you want water and relief.
但是大卫的祷告确实说，我可想你，我的心切切的渴慕你。
But what David says is, he says, I thirst for you.
他的心切切的渴慕那个活水。
He says, my whole being longs for you.
很热切的渴慕那个神。
And that he is earnestly seeking God.
所以这里提到说。神提这个应许说，我要做他们的上帝，这是一个很美、很满足的一个应许。
And so the fact this promise here is where Hebrew says, "I will be their God." That should be a great comfort.
如果你问摩西的话，他也会回答类似的答案。
If you were to ask Moses, I think he would answer the same way.
你问他说，上帝做你的神，这样是很美的一个应许吗？
If you ask him, it would just be a really good thing to know that God will be your God.
那就像我们之前讲过诗篇九十篇就有讲过了。
And in fact, in Psalm 90, that's what Moses said.
他就说，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
He says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
这个是在旷野的时候，摩西所做的一个祷告。
And I remember this also was written in the wilderness.
他甚至没有说这个。神啊，你世世代代把这个神啊，你赐迦南美地给我们做居所。他甚至没有这样的祷告。
And so he doesn't merely pray that God would give them a home in Canaan.
他是说，神啊，你自己是我的居所。
He says that you are dwelling there.
而这个一个人的居所，就是他休息得安慰、重新得力的一个地方。
But you know, I mean, a place, a dwelling place, a place to live. That's where you rest. That's where you can relax.
所以摩西就说：“上帝啊，求你世世代代做我们的居所。”
And so what he asked for is that God would be their dwelling place forever.
所以这里提到就是说，我是他们的神，这个是真的是非常美的一个应许。
So the fact here that he says, "I will be their God," this should be a beautiful, wonderful thing.
如果更简短的来说的话
，to say really simple and short,
就是诗篇十二篇十六篇第二节写到的。
In Psalm 16, verse 2,
他写到说：“我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。”
He says, "I said to the Lord, 'You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing.'"
那相反的，在十四篇十六第四节又提到说：“以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必增加。”
But he describes the opposite in verse 4, where he says.Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more.
所以这里就告
诉 I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods.
所以就是这里就看我们一个很大的比较。
And so you see this great huge contrast.
当神应许他是做我们神的时候
，When God promises to be our God,
我们所有的好处都不在这个应许以外。
And so that everything that we have, every good thing that we have, nothing is outside of this God.
反过来，如果他不是你的神的时候，你的愁苦是增加的。
But on the opposite side, if you are not part of this covenant, then you're suffering more.
所以这个约里面的这个提到这个部分是非常好的一个应许。
So what we see then here in this new covenant, it's a beautiful promise.
这不是是说像一般人结婚的时候是嘴巴上讲出来的。
So it's not just something that's verbally done at a wedding.
就是上帝他有行出来这样的一个美好。
But this is from God, from His heart.
而且这既然这个约提到说上帝是我们的神的时候，他当然也需要我们认识他。
Obviously, when he says that he wants to be our God, he will be our God. The first step is to know Him.
所以在十一节他就提到说， 他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说你该认识主，因为他们从小到最大的都必认识我。
And that then says in verse 11, it says, No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, Know the Lord, because they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest.
所以这个约带来的誓言不只是就是说上帝要做我们的神，他还要我们，还让我们能够认识他。
So what we see here is that it's not just that he wants to be our God, but he wants us to know him.
或许你会觉得说认识神会很美好吗？这真的是所讲的更美之约吗？
So you say, so is it really that much better that to know the Lord? Is that better?
如果你问保罗的话，我想保罗会这样子回答你的。
And if you were to ask Paul this question, I think this is what he would say.
因为保罗在腓立比书三章七节就写到，就是说。只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在都因基督当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我以认识我主基督为至宝。
Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. But whatever gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more?I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, and for whose sake I have lost all these things, considered them garbage, that I have gained Christ.
所以认识神这样的应许是美好的吗？对保罗来说，它不只是美好，它是一切的一切。
And so here, what Paul says is not just that they are beautiful, but that they are everything.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要知道，就是说，我们能够认识我们的上帝，我们能够。了解他，亲近他，这是满足我们内心最深的需求。
So, what can only the only thing that can satisfy that deep longing in our heart is to know God, to draw close to Him, to be a part of His family.
但是这里我想，神不会只是满意到说我们有这方面的知识而已。
But here, what God is saying is not just that we have His knowledge.
或许我们能够承认，就是说啊，神他是我们生命中最大的满足。
We may be able to say that yes, I can understand that Christ is the only thing that satisfies us.
但是这不是表示说你从心里面就真的是这样的一个感受。
But saying that doesn't mean that we truly understand and feel it in our heart.
那如果只是这样的话，我不希望我只是来这边好像会跟大家说一些知识上的话语而已。
So today, I don't want to just be giving us some knowledge, don't you?
因为诗篇上写到说。你要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他的美善。
In Psalms, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him.
所以，当我们这有这一个美好的应许的时候，我们能够上帝能够做我们的神，我们能够认识他的时候，我们不是只是知识上面的层面留在这边而已。
And so here we see that this is not just an issue of knowing, of having some knowledge.
我们要来亲自尝尝主的这个滋味。
We must be close to Him. We must taste and see that He is good.
那中文是写说好像来尝来吃一样。
And so here tasting is more actually like eating.
那英文是写说 taste and see.
The English is here, taste and see.
对，跟中文稍微有一些不一样的地方。
It's a little bit different from Chinese translation.
那我们要怎么样这个 taste and see 主的这个主恩的滋味呢？
So how is it we taste and see?
就是说你必须要从内心来看见主的这个荣耀。
It's saying that we do that through our inner heart, that we understand experience His grace.
这也是主耶稣他上十字架前为他的门徒还有他的选民祷告，就说：“求你让他看见，求你让他们看见我的荣耀。”
And so, as Christ said to the end to his disciples, about his disciples, the Lord would help them to see him.
这个不是一个很自私的一个炫耀，就是说让他们看看我多荣耀，不是这样的一个观点来看的。
This wasn't the issue of just wanting to know more knowledge.
这是像约瑟以前，就是约瑟在这个在埃及的时候，他是叫传话给说，让他爸爸看见我的荣耀，好让他爸爸能够满足的。
So it was just like in the Old Testament, Joseph. It was not the issue of just letting his father see his glory that he was now a prime minister.
那个约瑟这样做不是一个自我这个那种炫耀的一个方式，他不是这样的。
The reason Joseph wanted to see his father was not to, in a sense, to show and express his own glory. What we see then is the father, when he saw Joseph, that he felt this joy in his heart.
所以这里讲到说, 常常主的智慧就是 让我们看到主的这个荣耀, 好, 让我们心里面也能够有满足。
So the idea here of tasting the Lord is actually to understand him, in his glory.
所以我们不能只是把这个好像这个认识神当成说哦，我头脑上知道说认识他就好了。
So we can't just think of knowing God as just something that we know, we have knowledge about.
我们必须要每一天花时间读经祷告来尝主的滋味，来看见他的荣耀。
What we need is that every day to come before him in the word and in prayer so that we can know him better.
我们知道这个在三峡这个职堂的这个
Michael传道了，他其实有时候会打电话给我，我们会一起祷告。Sometimes Michael, who is a believer of our church plant, will call me and pray together.
他每一天尝主恩，他感觉尝得不够，他就得出去传福音了。
A lot of times, what he says is that here in tasting God's grace, that he almost feels that he doesn't get enough.
他觉得他享受读经祷告的时间不够满足，结果就出去要分享，他觉得这样子是很痛苦的。
And so that he feels that sometimes when he's reading and doing his devotions, that it doesn't have, he doesn't experience it enough to drive him into the world.
所以他就会延长他读经祷告的时间，有时候他做事情就会做到更晚，做到半夜事情还没有做完。
Well, sometimes he extends that devotional time so that he can do some of the other work anymore.
他说他要保藏了主恩以后，他出去传福音，他才会感觉有这个力量。
But by this, only by this can he feel that strength to go out and share the gospel with others.
我也是跟他表示说，只是对我来讲也是同样的一个挑战。我觉得我还没有感觉在主里面有饱尝的时候，我就必需要写一些讲章。有时候我对这也是感觉到痛苦。Feel
sometimes that if I myself don't experience this grace, how can I preach it to others?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们都有这样的方面，某些程度上这样的类似的挑战。
And I think that we all have that same challenge in some way.
所以我们必须要努力的每一天去。 认识神，去饱尝我们在主里面的这个满足。And
so I believe we must focus then on really knowing God more, so that we can have that confirmation in our heart.
这里的应许已经给我们，就是说我们是可以认识神的。And
the promise here is that we can know Him.
所以我们也要来努力的、不断的加深我们对他的认识。And
so we should really be working hard to increase our understanding, our knowledge of Him.
那这方面也是我们常常做的这个不够的地方。This
is something that we are often lacking.
如果我们真的尝过这主恩的话呢，你就知道说它是比很多的这个，它可以是比一生世上一切的这个事情能带来满足，都能更满足的。So
if we can, here is a taste this Lord and see that He's good, that we can then we can express that and we can feel more stronger in our faith.
我记得我在年轻的时候呢，就有。 很多不同很强的这样的一个欲望。
Remember that when I was younger, I was facing a lot of different desires.
我甚至在这个写了一个纸，就是说我要赚多少钱，然后把它放在我的枕头下面。
I remember I even wrote a note about how much I wanted to be able to earn and put it under my pillow.
因为这个这跟我的家庭的这个背景是有关系的。
That's related a little bit to the value system of my background.
后来我信主以后，我就想，就说我对这个钱的这种热望，什么时候才能够转移到对上帝有这样的一个热望呢？
And after I became a Christian, I began to think, I wonder when it will become that my desire for God is equal to that past desire for money.
我之前对世上有这么强大的一个渴望， 什么时候我才对上帝有这样渴望？ 我有好几年。
And I asked myself that question for many years about when will I have that same desire for God.
但是他已经神已经应许我们可以认识他，所以慢慢的读经祷告的时候，我就开始尝到主的滋味。我发觉是竟然能够比这个渴慕钱财带来更大的满足，更大的舒服的一个一个 一个应许的。
With this understanding that we can come before God, that we can know Him, that that is developed over the years, so that it actually this desire for Him has exceeded that previous desire for Him.
但是从不管是圣经上讲呢，还是从个人经验来讲，任何尝过主恩的人也会有一个感觉，就是说这样饱足的感觉会常常消失的。
But what we see then sometimes is that even though we have tasted the Lord and seen that He's good, that sometimes that desire can slowly fade away.
那你就觉得说，回想说，哦，那曾经很美好的感觉，现在离自己好像又很远了。
And we feel maybe that previous desire that we had for Him, the beautiful seeking of His will, is just suddenly seems far away.
但是这里的应许说，你可以认识神，所以我们应该每一天饱足这样的滋味，努力的认识神，让我们心里面充满对神来的这一个饱足，在我们内心深处。
And the promise here again is that we can know God, that we can draw near to Him in His presence and live here, that we can come to Him, and that this can grow as we daily follow Him.
我们来看这个约里面另外一个很美的应许。
Let's look at one other promise here in this.
就是在十二节提到的说，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪。
And verse 12, for I will forgive their wickedness and I will remember their sins no more.
有时候我们经常会对我们的罪不是那么的看重。
Know that a lot of times we really don't see our sins as all that big and important.
有时候我们内心有不好的思想的时候，我们也不会感觉到忧伤。
And as we sometimes have in our thoughts and things that are not good, but we don't really feel sadness for that.
所以当我们轻看我们这个罪的时候，就会有一个不好的后果。
And when we don't really realize the importance of our sin, it can often have some really bad results.
我们认为我们的罪不是那么严重的时候，我们对耶稣所做的工作就不会有很大的感恩。
When we don't really take our sin seriously, then we really won't understand God's grace to the full extent.
也就是为什么我之前说马丁路德他能够做六个小时的认罪祷告，我认为这样的人是非常蒙福的。
You remember mentioned a couple weeks ago, Martin Luther, that he could spend 6 hours in prayer for repentance, and that he therefore was definitely on his breath.
这里提到说，上帝他的应许是饶恕我们的罪。
What it says here is that God will forgive our sin.
那他确实乐意在主耶稣里面做这样的工作。
And he wants to do this for us.
但是如果我们对于这个犯罪的这个看法是好像不是那么严肃的话，这样的应许对我们来讲就不会是很美的一个应许了。
But when we don't take our sin seriously, then we also won't understand this promise to the full extent as well.
而确实，神他都知道我们的犯罪，他也认为这是很严肃的事情。
But God does. God does understand the depth of our sin and that He wants to forgive.
所以我们要知道，就是说，我们常常是犯罪的一群人。
And so we need to understand that we are a group who is often sinning against God.
我们要知道，我们思想中间常常会有邪恶的思想。
And we often have thoughts that are evil.
有时候我们行为上是不顺服上帝的。
And that sometimes our actions are not in service to God.
就连今天早上你敬拜神的时候，也可能是带着一颗不冷不热的心来敬拜上帝。
And even today, as you come to worship, maybe you came with a kind of a lukewarm attitude.
不过这里的一个美好的应许就是说，他饶恕我们的不义，不再纪念我们的罪恶了。
But the promise here, he says that I will forgive the wickedness and remember the sins.
这里当然不是说上帝好像忘记了一些事情，就是记不得。
Almost the idea that God has forgotten something you can't remember.
这里的用词是一个好像一个买赎的一个用词。
That's the kind of vocabulary that it's not being able to remember something.
这个是一个好像一个交易的一个用词 ，trading.
It's almost like a trading kind of a bargain.
因为这里是说上帝，这里是说，因为耶稣基督。这里我可以说，因为是耶稣基督的献祭把我们从罪恶中间救赎出来。
And so, actually, in a sense, it's because what Christ has done is taken our sins upon Him and His sacrifice.
因为他把我们从罪恶中买赎出来，所以上帝不再纪念这个事情。
And that He has redeemed us, He's paid for our sins.
所以这不是说上帝忘记，他都 不会去计较你的犯的错。
We just tell God and we forget our sins because He can't remember, doesn't remember it. It's totally true.
在福音书上写到说，约翰看见耶稣来到那里，就说：“看啊，上帝的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。”
Remember John the Baptist when he saw Jesus coming through him in John 1:10. Look, lo, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
也是因为这样子，所以上帝他这个纪念我们的罪孽的应许成全了。
And it's through this that God then has to forget our sins.
所以东离西有多远，我们的罪孽也离我们多远。
And as we read in Psalms, it says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far as we remove our transgressions from us."
所以这是一个很美的应许，这不是像婚姻的誓言上讲的说我要怎么做，而是上帝已经做出来这样的事情。
And so this is a beautiful promise here. It's not even just like the wedding vows where we are making promise to ourselves. This is something that God has already done.
所以，既然这样的话，这个作者把这个美好的这些约中美好的应许讲出来的时候，他就说，在十三节提到，就说，既说前约就既说新约，就以前的约为旧了，但那渐渐衰残的就坏归为无有了。
So the other person who closes this section here, in verse 13, by calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear.
所以我们知道说，当这个作者他把这个约的这个美好讲出来的时候，他就告诉这个当时的读者，就说那旧约好像要这样渐渐的退去了。
So what he's telling people there is that as this new covenant has come into place in the past now, is that all the things from the old covenant are disappearing.
那我们也记得当时的读者有一个问题，就是他们想要退回旧约，退回犹太教的那个地方去。
And you remember one of the reasons this book was written is because there were some believers who were considering returning back to the old ways of Judaism.
那作者就把这个新约的美好提出来后，就是鼓励他们说不要退回去，而是要往前行。
So what he wants to tell them here is this new covenant is so far greater that they could not consider going back to the old.
所以让我们在思想这个时候，我们也应该一样，就是往前行，来到神的面前，坦然无惧的来到我们的上帝面前。
And so what we need to do as we think of this is basically the same thing, is that we move ahead, we go forward, that we come into His presence without any fear.
第一，很美的就是我们有一颗新造的心，之前讲过的。
And so the first thing here is that we have a new heart, as I already said.
我们不必像亚当一样害怕，我们可以坦然无惧来到上帝面前。
We don't need to be like Adam, who is afraid in God's presence, because we can come into His presence without fear.
第二个就是说，我们可以认识他，所以我们能够坦然无惧来到他的面前来认识他。
And so the second is that we can know him also, and that because we can know him, we can also come into his presence with him.
第三提到说我们的罪得赦免了。
And the third point is that our sins have been forgiven.
你看到那个以赛亚书第六章的时候，那个以赛亚先知他发现自己有罪的时候，他是多么害怕的情况。
And you remember if you read in Isaiah chapter 6 of the fear that Isaiah had when he realized his sin.
但是我们不一样，我们是罪得赦免，所以我们可以坦然无惧来到上帝的面前。
But we are different because we can see here that our sins have been forgiven, so again we can come directly into His presence without fear.
所以一次又一次的，作者一直借由这些不断的不同的经文来提醒我们，要坦然无惧的来认识上帝，来到上帝的面前。
And so of all these things that he lists over and over, the point is that now we come into God's presence, we have no fear.
所以也愿这样的知识不是停留在我们弟兄姐妹的头脑里，而是在我们生活上行出来，借着我们每日的读经祷告来认识我们的上帝。
And so getting rid of our fear is not just a thing of our knowledge alone, but it's something that has to happen in our heart.
因为感谢神，因为借着耶稣基督，他把这样美的新约给赐下来。
And so we also can thank God for this new covenant that we have.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们天父爸，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
如果我们思想你的恩典，我们发觉你的恩典是我们诉说不尽的。
As we think of your grace, we can understand that your grace is without end.
我们今天思想你新约的美，也不过是很简短的诉说。
As we think about this, the beauty of this covenant, And then also this too, this is another one we believe.
但是我们祈求就是你圣灵动工，时时的把这新约的美刻在我们心中。
So we ask for your spirit to work in our hearts. That you carve in our hearts the understanding of the beauty of this covenant.
感谢天父，你是我们的神，我们是你的子民。
Thank you for your power that you are God and that you are your people.
愿你的爱吸引我们，好让我们快步的跟随你。
And that we ask that your love will continue to attract us to bring us closer to you.
给我们满足，好让我们时刻不断的敬拜你。
And help us to be satisfied and content in our worship for you.
我们求你的圣灵这样子动工。
We ask for your spirit to work.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣灵。
And we ask for the name of your son, Jesus.
Amen.